الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل وسلم على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وصل وسلم عليه سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى يؤذيني ابن آدم يسب الدهر وأنا الدهر بيد الأمر أقلب الليل والنهار متفق عليه Hazirin e Kiram, Honorable Assembly, in the very famous book of Hadith, Mishkatul Masabih, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Waliyuddin Alayhi Rahma, the author of Mishkat, on the pattern of the original book, Al Masabih, by Allama Al Bagwi Alayhi Rahma, has quoted three ahadiths on the Kitabul Iman, the Book of Iman, section of Iman. Today, inshallah, we will speak about these three ahadiths, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the understanding, the faham of these ahadiths, and the tawfiq to put these into action, as well as to give da'wah towards it, inshallah. The first hadith is by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the rawi of the hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the best students in the madrasa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashabu Suffa, who narrated about approximately 5,000 hadith, Abu Huraira, because he said, I had no trees to plant in the time of the Prophet, and I had no business to see about. My only job was to be in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to note down and to memorize whatever he said. My only job was to be طالب العلم, a student of knowledge. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all these ahadith he narrated is just in a period of about 4 years. It's only about approximately 4 years he spent with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subhanallah, he narrated so many ahadith. So this sahabi Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله تعالى, that Allah Almighty be exalted, Allah said, كذبني ابن آدم ولم يكن له ذلك. The son of man, the son of Adam, children of Adam, they have denied me, they have spoken lies against me, they have rejected me. كذبني ابن آدم ولم يكن له ذلك, and that should not have been for him. وشتمني, and the son of Adam, شتمني, has reviled me, mocked me, ridiculed me. ولم يكن له ذلك, and that should not have been for him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains the takzeeb and the shatm, the rejection and the ridicule. He himself explains it. فَأَمَّا تَكْذِيبُهُ إِيَّايَ, as for his rejection and denial of me, the son of Adam, he says, فَأَمَّا تَكْذِيبُهُ إِيَّايَ فَقَوْلُهُ لَنْ يُعِيدَنِي كَمَا بَدَأَنِي, that Allah will never return me just as He had created me. They disbelieve in the resurrection, in al-ba'ath ba'd al-maut. This is something far-fetched. It is something ba'id, too distant. When we all die, would we be resurrected? So the son of Adam, children of Adam, man, his call and statement, لَنْ يُعِيدَنِي, Allah will never return me, كَمَا بَدَأَنِي, just as how He had originated me. وَلَيْسَ حَلَاكِ, whereas, the state of affairs is, وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْخَلْقِ, the first creation was not, لَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْخَلْقِ بِأَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ عِيَادَتِهِ, the first creation was not easier for me than returning him. He thinks, son of Adam thinks, that for me to return him after he's dead in the grave, his bones have disintegrated, and so many people, he thinks that for me to return them to life on the day of Qiyamah, the resurrection, he thinks that that is more difficult for me, and it is harder for me than when I created him in the first time. So Allah says, وَلَيْسَ لُلْقَلْقُ بِأَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ عِيَادَتِهِ, that the first creation was not easier for me than returning him. Nothing is easy and difficult for me. Everything is, there is not, that doesn't come with me, easy and difficult. Everything is easy for me. I created him, I originated him, his father, I created them in the beginning, it was easy. And I will bring them forth, they will have to stand before me, and that is also easy for me. Everything is easy for me. Nothing is difficult for me. This is the iman we must have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the Prophet alayhi salam would be in difficulty, or even not in difficulty, one of the masnoon du'as of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, used to say, Allahumma al-tufbi O Allah, be kind to me. Allahumma altuf bi. Ya Allah, be kind to me. Fi taysiri kulli asir. In making every difficult thing easy for me. Fa inna taysira kulli asir. Because the making of every difficult thing easy, alayka yasir, is easy upon you. Easy upon you. And this is something we should remember. Difficulties are for us. No difficulties for Allah. And when we are in problems, also remember this dua. Remember Kitabul Iman, the book of Iman. Turn towards Allah. Recite the masnoon dua of the Prophet. Allahumma altuf bi. O Allah, be kind to me, please. Let your looks, your splendor, your glory, your karam, your generosity fall upon me. Fi taysiri kulli asir, in making easy every difficult thing. Fa inna taysira kulli asir, because the making easy of every difficult thing, alayka yasir, is easy upon you. So Ibn Adam has denied Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. They talk about easy and difficult. لَنْ يُعِيدَنِي, they say, Allah will never return me, كَمَا بَدَأَنِي, to the state that He had created me in the beginning. And Allah says, وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْقَلْقِ بِأَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ عِيَادَتِهِ, the first creation is not easier for me than bringing Him back to life and returning Him. That is His denial of me, of my power. That is His takzeeb of Allah. Then Allah says, وَأَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّايَا, as for His reviling of me, ridiculing me, His blasphemy, فَقَوْلُهُ, it is His statement, اتَّقَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, that Allah has taken a son. Allah doesn't like that. He has blasphemed against me. He has mocked me. It is a statement, اتَّقَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, that Allah has taken a son. وَأَنَا الْأَحَدُ الصَّمَدُ, whereas I am al-ahad, whereas I am the one. I'm not two, I'm not three, there is no Godhead. He says, اتَّقَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, Allah has taken a son. وَأَنَا الْأَحَدُ, and I am the one. As-Samad, I am As-Samad. What is the meaning of Samad? In Urdu it is said, Be-Niyaz. Yani, Gairu Muhtaj. I am not in need of anything. I am absolutely independent of all needs. And He says, I have taken a son. A son is a human trait to have children. It's a human quality. Reproduction. The son will help the father. The father will get old. Allah doesn't need help. Allah doesn't need an heir, someone to inherit him. In his old age, his son will help him. Subhanallah, amma yushrikun. They say, I have taken a son. اتَّقَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. وَأَنَا الْأَحَدُ الصَّمَدُ, whereas I am the one. I am the one who is eternally besought of all needs. I am independent totally. غَيْرُ مُحْتَاج بَنِيَاز. الَّذِي, that one, لَمْ أَلِد, that one, I am that person, لَمْ أَلِد, that I do not give birth to anybody. لَمْ أَلِد, I do not give birth to anybody. I did not give birth. وَلَمْ أُولَد, nor was I born, nor was birth given to me. وَلَمْ يَكُلِّي كُفُوًا أَحَد, and there is none who is my like, my peer, my equal, none unto me, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is the iman of Muslims to believe in al-ba'thi ba'd al-maut, to believe in the resurrection after death, to have iman in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to beware of these two sins, the takzeeb of Allah, rejection and denial of the power of Allah that He will return us to life after death, and beware of blaspheming against Allah and ridiculing Allah and saying that Allah has taken a son, whereas Allah says, "Wa ana al-ahadu samad, alladhi lam alid wa lam ulad, wa lam yakul li kufuwan ahad." Mattakadha sahibatan, Allah did not take a wife. Where did He get a son from? So much so, there's a hadith of Abu Musa Al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ahadun asbara ala adhan yasma'uhu min Allah. There isn't anyone who is more patient upon some difficulty, some hurt which he hears, hurtful talk which he hears, than Allah. Or what sabr Allah has. What sabr, what patience Allah has. Somebody speak us bad, somebody ill talk us, we become annoyed, we become offended, they backbite us, they slander us, ridicule, insult. Sometimes we could keep patience on it, mashallah. But when it goes on and on, then our patience grows very thin. But throughout the years, subhanallah, people are saying bad things about Allah, and yet Allah is keeping patience. Who can have more sabr and patience than Allah? Said Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ma ahadun asbara ala adhan yasma'u min Allah." Nobody has more sabr and patience upon something which he hears and is disliked and hurtful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they do? Yad'una lahul walad. They call for him a son. They name for him a son. They attribute unto him a son. Subhanallah. They say Isa ibnullah. Isa is the son of Allah. The Nasara. The Yahud say Uzair ibnullah. Uzair is the son of Allah. The Mushrikeen, they say Al-Malaikatu banatullah. The angels are the daughters of Allah. Yad'una lahul walad. They name a son for Allah. But Allah hears that. And they do it time after time, in country after country, and He hears it. But who has more patience than Allah? He hears it, but still, you know what Allah does? ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ. Then Allah still gives them afiyat. Allah still gives them good health, good circumstances. وَيَرُزُقُهُمْ. And Allah still provides for them. He still gives them rizq. He still gives them sustenance. The rain comes, the crops grow. The mushrikeen, the munafiqeen, the mu'mineen, they all eat. He hears this time and time again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one has more sabr than Allah. He hears it. ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ. But then He gives them afiyat, good health, good halat, conditions. وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ. And He still gives them rizq. We must therefore correct the situation with hikmah, my dear brothers and my dear sisters. We have to correct the situation with hikmah. That we ourselves first must have iman in these ahadith, and we must know it is our job that we, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has to explain to the people. The ummah has to explain to the people that Allah has no wife, Allah has no mother, Allah has no son. That is Shatmun Azimun. It's a great blasphemy against Allah. Allah doesn't like it. But Allah is so patient, He hears it, and still He gives them afiyat, and still He provides rizq and sustenance. We are all the children of Adam, brothers and sisters to each other. Nations apart, but yet nations together, connected by the human race. So therefore, your fikr and worry is bigger than fikr and worry for your own family. bigger than your fikr for your own house, we have to have that fikr and worry for the whole of mankind to correct this ideology and this belief and bring them onto the path of Iman. No takzeeb. Do not allow ourselves, our children, and make effort for the world not to deny Allah. Work for Allah. Become quddam of Allah, servants of Allah, that the takzeeb of Allah, the denial of the power of Allah over al-ba'thi ba'd al-maut, resurrection, that doesn't occur. And this blasphemy against Allah, three in one and one in three, and Allah is the Son. Connected to this hadith also is a hadith also by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Yu'zini ibn Adam," or "Ibn Adam causes me discomfort." The verb "a'za yu'zi" means to cause discomfort, injury, harm. No one can harm Allah. "Yu'zini ibn Adam," the son of Adam, discomforts me. He displeases me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to explain what he means by that. He says, "Yasubbu dahra," or he curses the time. It's the next thing people do. "Yasubbu dahra," he curses the time, the ages, waqt, he curses it. "Wa ana dahru," and I am time, and he curses time, he's actually cursing me. Cursing time, it's a big sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Yasubbu dahra," ma'azallah, he curses the day, he curses the week, he curses the month, he curses the year, he curses the season, he curses the years gone by, they were bad to me, time was not good to me, curses time. And whenever Allah has mentioned, Mufti Zarwali of Pakistan, Damat Barakatum, said that whenever something is mentioned in the Quran, it becomes Mubarak, it becomes blessed, full of barakah. And Allah swears by something, Wateen, Allah swears by the fig becomes blessed. Eat of the fig. Not bananas, teen, the fig itself. Wazaytoon, Allah swears by the zaytoon, the olive, blessed plant. Allah swears by time also, wal asr, by time. Time is something sacred. Time is something valuable. How could we curse time? How does he hurt Allah? How does he displease Allah? How does he annoy Allah? Yasubbu dahra, he curses the time, the ages. One way is his reviling Allah, ridiculing Allah by saying Allah has taken a son. One way is his rejection of Allah, that Allah will not return me as he had created me. Another way, yasubbu dahra, he curses time, and Allah says, "Wa ana dahr," I am time. What does that statement mean? It means, "Ana khaliqu dahri," that I am the creator of time, as given in the commentary of Al-Mirqat by Mullah Ali Al-Qari, rahimahullah, wa nafa'ana bi ulumihi, ameen. Hazrat says, when Allah says, "Wa ana dahru," I am time, means, "Ana khaliqu dahri," I am the creator of time. It means, "Ana muqallibu dahri," I am the one who turns over time, who causes time to fluctuate with people, good times and bad times, the vicissitudes of life, the ups and downs of life, good times, health, sickness. Allah says, "Latarkabunna tabaqan an tabaq," you man will go from state to state. "Rakiba yarkabu," you will mount that state, you will ride that state. "Latarkabunna tabaqan an tabaq," ay halan ba'da halin, you will ride, you will go upon a state, one state to the other state, from youth to old age, sickness to health, health to sickness, happiness to sadness, sadness to happiness, bad circumstances to good circumstances, poverty to wealth, wealth to poverty, from life to death, from death to life. Attributing these things to time, he curses time. Wa ana dahru, I am the creator of time. Ana muqallibu dahr wa musarrifuhu, I am the one who turns time around. I am the one who controls time. Biyadil amr, in my hand is the matter of all things. The affairs of everything is in my hand. Ana dahru, I turn around time. I cause the nights to be longer and the days to be shorter. I cause the days to be longer and the nights to be shorter. I cause the days sometimes to be hot and the nights to be cold. And sometimes the day to be cold and the night to be hot. I bring forth the four seasons of the year. Winter, spring, summer and fall. Winter, spring, summer and fall. Wa ana dahr. Oh, I am the creator of time. Ana muqallibu dahr. I am the controller, the one who manipulates and handles time. Wa musarrifu, I'm the one who turns around time. Good times, bad times, seasons, winter season, dry season, rainy season, al-mawasim. Also, ana mudabbirul umur, I am the one who controls all the affairs. Allati nasabuha ilayhi, which they have attributed to time, all the affairs that occurred in the months and the years, and they have attributed that to time. I am the controller of all these affairs. So faman sabba dahra, anybody who curses time, فَكَأَنَّهُ sabbani, it is as though he has cursed me. Because أَنَا فَاعِلُهَا, I am the faili haqiqi, I am the real doer, I am the controller. All of the affairs that occurred to them throughout the ages, it was I who was responsible. I am al-fa'ilul haqiqi. Oh, yu'zini ibnu Adam, how the son of man hurts me, discomforts me, annoys me. Yasubbu dahra, he curses time. Wa ana dahru, and I am the time, with the commentary that has already been given. Biyadil amru, in my hand is the affairs of every single thing. Uqallibu al-layla wan-nahar, I turn around the night and the day. I cause the night to come and the day to depart. I cause the day to come and the night to depart. Wal-laylu sabiqu an-nahar, the night doesn't outstrip the day. The day doesn't overtake the night. The night doesn't overtake the day. They don't outstrip each other. Each in its appointed time. Sun in its fixed course. The moon in its fixed course. They curse time. And time is something blessed, my dear brothers. But unfortunately, many of us do not appreciate time. Do you know what is the most distant thing from us? What is, if somebody asks you a question, what is ab'adu shay anka, the most distant thing from you, what will be your answer? The most distant thing from you is the time that has gone. It is so far, so far, you can never reach it, you can never get it again. 1,000,000 years ahead in the future, if such time will exist, Allahu alam. Because when we see the signs around us, we see the signs, the time is getting close for many big events to happen. But yet still, if even we speak about 1,000,000 years in the future, that is far, that is near. Because kullu atin qareeb, everything which has to come is still near because it coming. That is why Allah calls the day of Qiyamah, God, tomorrow. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad, let every soul see what it has sent forth for tomorrow. And that tomorrow is the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah. How long the world was created, the day of Qiyamah is close. Allah calls it close, so close that he calls it tomorrow. The day of Qiyamah is just like tomorrow, because it is coming. Wa kullu atin fahuwa kareem, everything which is coming, then it is near. So the most distant thing from you, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, is the time which has gone by. It will never ever come back. This morning of Juma, which has passed, will never ever return to us. Yesterday, the day of Yawmul Khamis, the day of Thursday, has gone. It will never ever come back. Your 20 years of your life, that period has gone, will never ever come back. It is the most distant thing from you, the time which has elapsed and gone. How do we manage our time? Do we curse time? Do we appreciate time? Do we value time? The way to value time is not to procrastinate, because procrastination is the thief of time. If you have diamonds and wealth, would you like somebody to steal it? You will guard it. We have to guard our time also. And procrastination, sawfa afal, oh, I will soon do, sawfa afal, this procrastination and delay is the thief of time. Do what you can do now, for now is the time of doing. Not yesterday, it has gone. Tomorrow is yet to come. The time that we have is now. That is why Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salli, read namaz, perform salat, qabla an tusalla alayk, before namaz is read upon you. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the time that you have now. So, O people, O gathering, understand this well. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to make others understand. The time is now. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salli, perform salat. Your fajr is going, your zuhr is going, asr, maghrib, isha, time is going. And when the time is gone, it is so far, it will never, ever, ever come back. Never will we get back another morning, this morning which has gone, the morning of Juma, never will it come back. Rasul said, Salli, therefore be wise, O people, perform salat, read your salat. Qabla an tusalla alayk, before salat has to be read upon you, janazah has to be read upon you. There's a hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ, that the people of Jannah will not regret over anything. إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَضَتْ, except that time which has passed, except the time which passed them in this world, لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَ فِيهَا, in which they did not remember Allah. The rewards of zikr will be so tremendous and great that the people of Jannah will wish they had done more zikr. And they will not regret, illa as ala sa'a, except upon that time, mazat, which had passed, lam yazkurullah ta'ala fiha, in which they had not remembered Allah. That is why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazkuru rabbahu fi kulli ahyanihi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to remember Allah every moment in all of his times, every moment except indal jima, except at the time of jima, at the time of intercourse, wa indal kala, and except in the time of the toilet. And if zikri kafi is meant here, the silent zikr, then in all occasions. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, time is going by. And instead of cursing time, instead of ridiculing Allah and cursing time, we must learn to appreciate time. Learn to appreciate time, for indeed time is what we have. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of time in the Quran. And we have heard it time and time again. Allah swears by time, wal asr, or by time. So therefore time becomes mubarak. Blessed. Anytime Allah makes qasam, he takes oath by something, it becomes blessed. Wal asr, by time. By the ages. Murur zaman. What is your age today? 21? 16? 50? 52? 43? 75? 80? time has passed, and the days and the nights that have gone by have made your lifespan shorter, and you are closer to your grave. Wal asr, my time, by the vessel and container of time, which contains all of us, for we live in a world of time. By the time of asr salat, special time, asr, time in general, and especially waqtul asr, because of the blessedness of the time of asr, it's when the angels change their shift. Also by the salat which is performed in that time, salatul asr, because many people are very negligent about asr salat, and sometimes asr is performed about 10 minutes before the sun goes down. Inna linsana lafi khusr. Allah says, you know what's happening here? Everybody is losing. Everybody is a failure. Allah says that, and He swears by time. Black and white, brown and yellow, Indian, African, Chinese or Pakistanis, Allah says, Inna linsana lafi khusr. Indeed, man, alam, lamul jins, or lamul istigrag, entirety or species, whole of mankind, everybody is in a state of loss. Everyone is a failure. Except, illa alladhina amanu, except those who have iman. And that's why I quoted these three ahadith for you from Kitabul Iman, to have correct iman, correct aqidah, and teach your children iman, and teach the world iman. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have iman. In Allah, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا, in His malaika, angels, in His kutub, His revealed books, in the last day, الْيَوْمُ الْآخِرُ, in taqdeer, destiny, qadrihi, in وَبِالْقَدْرِ شَرِّهِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ, the good and the bad, bad luck, good luck from Allah. الْبَاسِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, resurrection after death. Allah says, everybody, anybody you see on this face, on this planet, everybody, all mankind, whole of mankind, is in a state of loss. They are all failures. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do righteous deeds. Don't just say, I am a Muslim, and you believe that so Islam comes. We do not say, believe and you'll be saved. All brothers and sisters, believe and you'll be saved. No. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do righteous deeds. Don't just say you're a Muslim. Don't just say you believe, but back it up with actions. Or sometimes we feel that we are such good Muslims. We have such powerful iman. We believe we are such good Muslims. What is the definition of a Muslim? Who is a Muslim? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu, a Muslim, a true Muslim, Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. But just stop right here. A Muslim is that one from whose tongue and from whose hands other Muslims are safe. So here it is, we believe we have iman, we believe we have Islam, performing salat, doing tahajjud, fasting, making hajj, but our tongues are quick to backbite, our tongues are quick to slander, our tongues are like swords cutting people, sharp. The Rasul alayhi salam said, examine yourself. Who is the Muslim? Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna. A Muslim is that one from whose, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, from whose tongue and from whose hands are the Muslims are safe. Then call yourself a true Muslim. Al-Muslimu al-Kamil, a perfect Muslim. Prophet alayhi salam mentioned the tongue first because the tongue is a deadly weapon, deadlier than the hand. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Jarahatu sinan lahaltiyam. The injuries caused by weapons, they have a healing, they can cure. Wala yaltamu ma jarahal lisan. And the wounds caused by the tongue, those wounds do ever heal. The tongue. Illa alladhina amanu. Everybody is in a state of loss. Black, white, brown, Chinese, Indian, African, Pakistani, American, everybody is a failure. إلا الذين آمنوا except those who have إيمان, true belief. They are true Muslims. They don't just say, I am a Muslim, but they back it up with amal and actions. Become true believers. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds and righteous actions. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they do da'wat. They do tabligh, which is the job of this ummah, da'wat. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, they advise, they exhort each other unto truth. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, they do that job when Allah's commanded them that you will stop people from wrong things. You will command them with good deeds and stop them from wrong things. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, they give da'wah, they do tabligh, they exhort people unto haqq, unto truth. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they exhort people to keep patience, keep sabr. Because Allah, who can have more sabr than Allah, as the hadith mentioned by Abu Musa al-Ashari, who said that مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرَ عَلَى أَذَيَّ يَسْمَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who is there? Nobody has more sabr and patience upon a hurtful thing which he hears than Allah. يَدْعُونَ لَهُ الْوَلَدِ, they call for him a son, they name a son for him. And despite all of that, ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ, Allah gives them afiyat, good health. وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ, and Allah sends the rain, Allah gives them sustenance. Oh, in the work of da'wah, in the work of tabligh, in being a good Muslim, in being a good mu'min, you have to speak the truth, exhort the truth. Difficulties will come your path. Once you walk on the path of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, difficulties will come your way. But you have to exercise patience. You have to exercise patience. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. And remember, console yourself. Allah is with the sabirin. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. So everybody is a loser. Every single person. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do the right things, right actions, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and who exhort each other, one another, they advise, they give da'wah unto the haqq, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and exhort each other to keep patience upon the calamities that will befall us in the path of Allah, serving Allah. It is only when a tree has fruits upon it, people throw stones at that tree. If a tree is empty, they leave it alone. Nobody is paying any attention to that. So when people like to call your name and talk about you and slander about you and gossip and backbite you and hurl things at you behind your back, it's because you have something. They only throw stones at trees that are laden with fruits. But you have to keep sabr and patience. Once you do the work of Allah, because the munafiq and the hypocrite is that one who pleases everybody and wants to live good with everybody. But sometimes truth has to be spoken. Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرًّا, speak the truth even though it's bitter. So وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, they advise each other to keep sabr and patience. And as we speak, even time is going, the time is going and the clock is clicking. And once more I mentioned to you, which I have already mentioned before, in the past ages I had mentioned it, and I mention again today, that one of our elders, our mashayikh, people of our Salafi Salih, a great sheikh said, Fahimtu Surat al-Asr min ba'i thalj, I understood Surat al-Asr, I understood this surah of time, min ba'i thalj, from a person who was selling ice in the marketplace. He was selling ice in the marketplace with a big block of ice in the marketplace, and he was saying, Irhamu, irhamu ala man yadhubu ra'su malihi. O people, ay lobo, irhamu ala man, have mercy upon that one, yadhubu ra'su malihi, whose capital is melting away. Have mercy on that one whose capital is melting away with the passage of time. Time is like a block of ice. Our life is like a block of ice. We do not know if there's a little bit of that block remaining, how much of that ice has melted away. Do you know? Do I know? No, we do not know. But time and life is like a block of ice. And how much of that block has melted away, we do not know. So the time is now to do what we can do now and appreciate time. Appreciate time. Value time. Have the right fikr. Have the right worry. The worry of the grave. The worry of the akhirat. do what we can do. Make hay while the sun shines, because soon the rain is going to fall. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
أكبر الله لا يضيع
الحمد لله الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجي قائلها من النار وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فيا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ويا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى مآلمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مقافة من بين أجل قد مر لا يدرم الله صاني به وبين أجل قد مر لا يدرم الله قاضي به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته والذي نفسي بيده الموت ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.